The first of Ravel's Stéphane Mallarmé songs, Soupir, Sigh, arranged for choir by Clitus Gottwald and sung there by the Accentus Chamber Choir, conducted by Laurence Equilbé.
Well, hello there, lovely listener. D-Love here again, back to share the love for digital radio on BBC Radio 3. Tell me, can you think of anything better than listening to your favorite music on the radio? I can. Listening to your favorite music online in glorious HD sound. That's right. You could listen to the proms online, giving your favorite music the HD treatment it deserves. Do the right thing. Share the love.
If you love radio, go digital. To listen to the proms live in HD sound, visit the BBC Radio 3 website and click on Listen Live.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 10:30. And now, for the final time this weekend, we'll rejoin the Radio 3 team live at this year's WOMAD Festival of World Music. So, over now to Fiona Talkington.
Jonathan, thank you. You know you would love it here. It's beautiful. There are musical riches, there's variety and surprises. And even though the sun is setting on another WOMAD at Charlton Park, there's still live music we'll be bringing you during tonight's programme. A few highlights first. Here's music recorded on the Radio 3 stage earlier on this evening. It's a nine-piece band, a Ghanaian UK band called Konkoma, who are looking back on Ghanaian tradition and celebrating its future.
This is called Shibashayi. Woza Shibashayi Ngoma.
Thank you.
Nine-piece UK Ghanaian band Konkamar are recorded on the Radio 3 stage here at WOMAD at Charlton Park in Wiltshire just a couple of hours ago. Well, as I said, we've got live music during tonight's programme. I'll be going over live to a couple of stages to join both Lucy Duran and Marianne Kennedy. And I'll be chatting to them and to Lopa Kotari later on, looking back over a really fantastic weekend here at WOMAD. Lots of photos on the website, by the way, if you get a chance to have a look. Now, the sun shone here in Wiltshire with Lucy Duran introducing World Roots at lunchtime, and that included the Brighton-born Turkish Cypriot Doğan Mehmet. Here's a track called Domates Biber Patican. It means tomatoes, peppers and aubergine, and it's a love song based in a market.
Keşke her şeyimi sana açıkça anlatabilseydim. Sana deli gibi aşık olduğumu söyleyebilseydim. Göz göze geldiğimiz bu anda sanki dilim tutuldu bir anda. Konuşamadım karşında. Oysa bütün cesaremi toplayıp sana gelmiştim. Senin için şu çarpan şu kalbimi gör istemiştim. Tam elini tutmak üzereyken aşkımı itiraf edecekken sokaktan gele bu sesle yıkıldı dünya. Ne yana baksam hep seni görüyorum. Biliyorum artık çok geç ama yine de bekliyorum. Seni bir daha görsem yeter. İnan ki bu bir ömre bedel. Yeter ki yıkılmasın bir daha dünya. This is the story of one man's unrequited love. I'm sung for too long, this song needed piping up. But it was rejection that he was frightened of. So for 16 years, he kept his lips tight shut. As soon as time was up, yeah, he could feel in his bones. Guys would eye her up, and many kisses she would get blown. He
knew it wouldn't do for him to leave her alone. He had to have faith and make his leap for the throne. In the sunshine at lunchtime, down the marketplace, he approached her slowly with that calm face. It was next to the vegetable store, they were together, and all he knew was if she slew him, his heart would break. Yeah, tomato sellers relished over the sea. Those hard-nosed men who've never sown a seed. So as his lips part to pour out his heart comes to cry, tomatoes, peppers, aubergines. Neon of a sob, and send you get your own. Big boom, ding, dun, and a sin, the end, do a lot of the other. And a she, push, kill your bana, so no la giant, and suits, Kazana, yet a ridicule, but send me the la, the mea. Sukatla yankılandı domates biber patlıcan domates biber patlıcan domates biber patlıcan bir anda sündüm yok karanlığı sesle sukatla yankılandı domates biber.
Doan Mehmet and Boombox Caravan, recorded on the Radio 3 stage this lunchtime. Domates, biber, patijan, tomatoes, peppers and aubergines. Fiona Talkington with you, live from WOMAD at Charlton Park. We've got live music coming up at around 11 o'clock here on Radio 3. Later on, he'll be talking to Sam Lee about trees, songs and spiders. You can find clips and pictures on the Radio 3 website, and do tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag WOMAD 2013. Now I want to play something from Lucas Santana's set. Lopa Katari was there. And Lopa, I wondered if someone's coming to his music for the very first time, maybe you can set some background.
Yeah, certainly. Well, Fiona, what I would like to say is that what's great is in the lead up to the World Cup next year, which happens in Brazil, it's nice to know that the brilliant Brazilians have been in town here at WOMAD. Of course, we had Gilberto Gil headlining this evening. We had DJ Tudo, Sua Gente do Lugar, his band from all over the place, playing yesterday. And, of course, Lucas Santana. Now, no disrespect to samba and bossa nova, but, you know, Brazil has so much more music in its treasure chest. And Lucas is one of this new wave, this new generation of musicians coming out with a new take on what music is in Brazil. And he brought out this album called Sem Nostalgia. And it was one of the most critically acclaimed albums of that year. And that's no mean feat in a country which lives, breathes and sleeps music. And to tell you about where his music comes from, I mean, Sem Nostalgia means without or no nostalgia. And so although his sound is kind of based on the romanticism of 1950s, bossa nova, that sort of airy a la João Gilberto sound, it's definitely 21st century. He is a bit of a gadget kid. he's got this thing for gizmos and electronics, and he's got this box of buttons that he calls, and I think if I've got it right, it's called a monomi, something he's made up, I don't know. And he trips all these sort of sounds and samples off while he's playing. And it just has all these wonderful sort of simple melodies, lovely little grooves, and then these layers upon layers of textures that gradually build up into a beautiful soundscape. Now, I think the song that we're going to hear is actually the single that he brought out ahead of that award-winning album. And I think it's a great example of what Lucas and a new popular Brazilian music is all about. And it's called Who Can Say Which Way?
Thank you.
Lucas Santana from his set here at WOMAD. Who can say which way? And thanks for setting the scene, Lopper. See you later.
We're rolling?
We're rolling. BBC session.
This is BBC Radio 3 at WOMAD.
Now, Family Atlantica are based in London, but, you know, if you want to tick the geographical boxes, then Venezuela, Nigeria and Ghana are among the influences. Or you can just simply enjoy this wonderfully energetic sound.
We're going to do a Venezuelan song in a Family Atlantica style. Joropo Oriental. A que lo goce.
Thank you.
Atlantica, fly through the lightning to speak to the sun, which sort of sums up the weather here at WOMAD this weekend. Fiona Talkington with you live from WOMAD until 12:30. And thanks for your comments coming through on the Radio 3 Live blog. Glad to know that you don't think Monday is imminent. No, it's hours and hours away. Well, I've been playing you a few highlights from earlier on, but not a million miles away from our mobile studio here is the Radio 3 stage. Marianne Kennedy is there with just a few friends.
Fiona, I hardly heard you there because I've got more than a few friends because they're not just on stage, they're out here. They have been absolutely marvellous all weekend, our Radio 3 stage audience, and we have something very special for them for this final act. When I was growing up in Glasgow, as I saw anywhere, when you're walking down the street and you see a busker or you're watching some old movie and you see the pipes on there, and it's usually really pretty awful and you just, your heart sinks and you think, is that really what people think the bagpipes is all about? And then, every so often, something comes along that's really special, like the Doctor Who prom a couple of weeks ago, when we had the lovely Lauren McDougall take to the stage for a brief 2 minutes, but how special it was. And then you have these guys on stage with me here. They come from the very rarefied world of the bagpipe band. And it's not just something that's been stuck together with the pipes and drums and bass slapped on the bottom. Because it's evolved out of that pipe band world where everything is so tightly interlinked and the music and the rhythm go together, what they've then transformed this music into has done likewise, and that's why it works so well. Also, the kilts help. Would you please welcome, make a lot of noise. We've already had Flair of Scotland in the front row, so we know how much noise they can make. Make a lot of it for the Red Hot Chili Pipers!
We'll be right back. We are the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let's have some fun! We'll be right back. He is the craziest man in Bagrock. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man on lead guitar, the Firestarter!
Thank you.
Oh, yes, the Red Hot Chili Pipers live from the Radio 3 stage, introduced by Mary-Ann Kennedy. Scott tweeted to say the Red Hot Chili Pipers would be a good way to end the weekend. Oh, Scott, the weekend is far from over here. And Caroline tweeted to say, how much fun is allowed on a Sunday? Again, all the fun that you want. You can have a look at the tweets and pictures on the Radio 3 website, on our blog. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3, hashtag WOMAD2013. OK, it's a cold shower time for me. One of the best musical presents any Radio 3 producer has brought me back from travels is the incredible sound of Georgian choral music. Lucy Duran is at the Siam tent.
I am indeed, and it's a very different sound, I can tell you that, to the Red Hot Chili Pipers. This is a group of 16 musicians. They're from Georgia. They're from a place called Guria, which has some of the most complex and wonderful polyphony of that whole region. And as you know, the polyphony of the Caucasus Mountains is one of the oldest styles of music, possibly well, the oldest polyphonic styles of music in the world. When I talked to them earlier on, to these musicians, they said, we do jazz from 2,000 years ago, which I thought was a pretty good way of describing their music. Also, hopefully, we'll hear a bit of yodeling from them. Their name is Yadoni, which means a nightingale, and they have the audience in the palm of their hand here at the Siam tent.
Sabzolo simgera worira.
It's the war song Orira. So it would have been sang by the army.
Yeah. რიო შესრულებით მოისმინეთ სიყვარულმა მოგვიყვანა. Ой, да сиквармба огвипана.
Да да да да да да да да да. Ой, я, ой, я, ой. Ой, ой, ой.
So this is another dancing song, Oisa.
Hallelujah.
that was coming live from the Siam tent here at WOMAD. The Georgian choir Yadoni, which, as Lucy Duran said in her introduction, means nightingale. There's so much good music in the Georgian choral tradition. And although I'm sitting here quite a long way from the Siam tent, I can see them on a monitor. It's really quite striking. They're standing in a semicircle on the stage in beautiful red coats. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is coming live from WOMAD at Charlton Park in Wiltshire. And although this is the last day of WOMAD, there'll be highlights from here on World on 3 and on World Roots, and I'll be playing music throughout the week on Late Junction as well. Now, the singer Sam Lee has made such an impact with his music in the last few years, really relishing the English tradition and developing songs he sings, both as solo songs and working with other musicians as well, with an absolute passion and engagement. And I caught up with Sam earlier on, and Sam and I went for a walk.
Well, where we're standing, we're under a Himalayan paper birch. There's a leylandii over there, a full cicacia, and a swamp cypress. And, well, we're in an arboretum, so which is kind of the perfect place for WOMAD, because it's like examples of some of the exotic, wonderful trees from around the world. And I think that kind of represents what WOMAD is about.
What is WOMAD about for you?
It's about indigenous music from around the world gathered in its contemporary and traditional forms for the explorations of us.
Just before we move out of the tree area, are trees important in the songs that you sing?
So much. In the ways that I think songs come from the land, trees are a great symbol of that deep-rooted connection right, you know, below and within the earth, shooting out these enormous explosions and expressions of beauty and individuality, and everyone's different. And I think songs are kind of like trees in many different ways.
Sam, this is a really special tree. What's this?
This is the small leaf lime.
Small leaf,
a European tree, and it's the sweetest smell in nature as far as I'm concerned, and edible flowers that taste delicious. And if you just get under on a warm sunny day like today and just bathe in the honeyed blossom, it's the best experience in the world.
This tree is covered in flowers.
I'm gonna pick one. Can I pick one?
And yes.
I think, Fiona, you have to eat one of these.
I've got to eat one.
Yeah, put that in your mouth.
What, the whole thing?
The whole thing, just put the whole thing in my mouth.
There. Okay, this is, how many flowers are on here? Maybe about 10. And, okay. Well, Sam's eating one, so here goes. Wow.
I think they're better to smell myself, really. But you can feel a bit of that sweetness. And the lime tree, my name actually descends from the lime tree, because my family name Lee comes from the Polish Lipnitsky, which is lime tree. And as old tailors, the lime bark, the word linen comes from linden, because before cotton, we used to make all our cloth from the bark of lime trees.
Okay, so there's a connection there with songs like Linden Lee and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm there with all those words and verses. But you're right, the smell is beautiful. I'm not sure about the taste.
No.
So are there any Wiltshire songs, Sam?
There are a few, but not a huge amount. And Alfred Williams, who collected here, only collected the words, never the tune. So it's a bit of a dearth in this part of the country.
Why do you think that is?
He thought they were going to survive. He thought nobody would forget the tunes, they're that good. So he just wrote down the words and... it's amazing how things turn out. But I know a few West Country songs.
So if you keep going further down the M4, you come to musical riches.
Oh, absolutely. And the Orchard family and Birch family, West Country gypsies.
Trees, Orchard and Birch.
Oh, yeah. Well, noted. And Amy Birch, who's still alive, an old lady who I'm very fond of hearing sing, sings a beautiful version of Over Yonder's Hill. And it goes like this.
Over yonder's hill, there is an old house where my true love goes and sits himself down and takes another fresh girl on his knee. And don't you think that's a grief to me?
Oh,
Well, what could be better, standing under the trees at WOMAD being sung to? Luckiest person in the world I am. Should we go and hear another band who quite loud, quite funky? Who are we going to hear?
Should we make our way over to the Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino?
Let's do that, because I love them.
Go and get our tarantula bites.
Yes, because they're from southern Italy, home of the pizzica tradition, which is the dance, the songs, to get rid of the bite of the spider. And there's a fantastic festival there called La Notte della Taranta, which is all about the music that's come up through the spider's bite tradition. And you can hear the old guys, that you know, the 80-year-olds, who are real icons in the area, as well as the young bands. And someone described it to me once as the contaminated tradition and the pure tradition. And it's just musical riches. And this is a particularly fine band who I think, let's go and have a bit of fun.
Sure.
Nella mia moga suonata. Carpe diem. Seize the day. Cogli la rosa. Thank you.
Canzoniere Grecanico Salentino, recorded at the Siam tent at Wemad earlier on today. They're a band representing the pizzica tradition of southern Italy. The music to deal with the bite of the spider. And before that, I was talking to Sam Lee about songs and trees and other things. You know, if you go to a pizzica festival in southern Italy, you take your tambourine with you. Festivals such as La Notte della Tarante, the Night of the Spider. Do get in touch if you're still awake. You certainly are awake if you're listening to this music at BBC Radio 3, hashtag WOMAD 2013. Emma's saying good night WOMAD. Another great year and loving the Radio 3 stage this evening. And Nigel, I sort of see where you're coming from. I like to think that someone somewhere just turned on BBC Radio 3, says Nigel, before bed and through cocoa everywhere. We will be playing highlights from WOMAD on World on 3 and on World Roots, and I'll be doing so on Late Junction throughout the week as well. There is so much to do at WOMAD, apart from listening to all the great bands. Lots to look at. There are stalls, there's food, and there are things to play with and things to play on.
So this instrument is one of many that would have been played together, and each person would be holding just an individual calabash with a bar above it, and they would be tuned to a scale and they'd be playing some music on that. I only have one here, so we're just making, there's only me playing it, we only have one. My name's Jamie Linwood. I've been making xylophones for about 30 years. I started making instruments at night classes because I wanted to be able to play xylophones, and there weren't any around about 30 years ago, so I started making my own, and I read a book by Hugh Tracy, and that has fantastic diagrams and the tunings and everything about how to make Chopi xylophones. They're very, very beautiful xylophones, Chopi xylophones. They have a whole orchestra of 20 people playing massive big bass instruments down to sort of the high soprano instruments. So I sort of started making one of those just by myself, and then got into xylophones from all over Africa. And then I got a grant to go to Africa and study xylophone making in Africa with xylophone makers in Africa. Yeah. There isn't a lineage of professional instrument makers, xylophone makers, you may be able to go and learn from. But each maybe village in a xylophone playing region will have a specialist who will be the maker. He may also be like a farmer most of the time, but then he will make xylophones when someone comes and wants one. It's not like a profession he will be doing every day. Whereas maybe years ago, you know, 150 years ago, there might have been xylophone makers who that's all they did really, and they may have made other instruments as well. But that sort of patronage has died out really to a large extent, in as far as I know. I make instruments from all over Africa, so you'll find instruments from Northern Nigeria with ox horn resonators, so they have a very, very different sound, a very punchy sound, and you cut the end of the ox horn off and put a membrane on it, and so I'll play a little bit and you can see it sounds very, very different to a lot of xylophones that you would have heard before. It sounds like a bit like almost, well, listen to it and see what you think. It almost sounds like a distorted sort of, you know, Congotronics type sort of bit of music that you know, and that's an original sort of instrument, you know, from Northern Nigeria. They've been playing these for you know, generations.
Well, that was Jamie Linwood, instrument maker, and just one of the many musical curiosities you find here at WOMAD. We're here for another 40 minutes or so with highlights of WOMAD today. Fiona talking with you till 12:30. One of the highlights for me earlier on the Radio 3 stage was a band called the Baladi Blues, using the Egyptian Baladi tradition as their inspiration, led by Guy Shalom, who I originally bumped into in the corridors of the BBC when he was making a programme for Radio 4 late last year about the Baladi tradition. And he was telling me so much about it. And the band here today were playing modern instruments and traditional instruments such as an oud, traditional percussion, and a strangely tuned accordion.
Thank you. it up.
In the
I'm
Guy Shalom and Baladi Blues. That was one of my WOMAD highlights from the Radio 3 stage.
We're rolling?
We're rolling. BBC session.
This is BBC Radio 3 at WOMAD.
Fiona Talkington live with you here on BBC Radio 3. As you can hear, I'm not alone. At last, we've gathered all my presenter colleagues from the far-flung reaches of the WOMAD site. Lucy Duran, Lopa Katari, Marianne Kennedy. And before I play you the final music of tonight, I thought it would be really nice to have a quick chat and find out what your highlights were. Lucy, you've heard so much music. I'm just a festival lightweight. I only arrived this morning, but you've been here all weekend. What have you enjoyed?
Well, in terms of what I heard on stage, I have to say Sheon Kuti just always does it for me, just because it's such a tight band and it's such great groove music and it's unpretentious and it's wonderful, and he's got a great message as well. So I really enjoyed that. And apart from that, I thought we had some fabulous sessions here in our little studio truck. So, for example, Maluma from Mauritania came and did a spellbinding session for us, which was just beautiful. And then ML Matluthi in the program that I did from 1 to 2, she came and did something absolutely lovely, singer-songwriter from Tunisia. So I think these little sessions that we do here in the studio are really wonderful and very special.
There's something really intimate about them, and musicians really rise to the occasion and give you something very personal, I think.
And yes, and it just makes a nice contrast to being in front of a big stage with, you know, a really rocking crowd. Wow, the Radio 3 stage was really rocking now, Marianne. The Red Hot Chili Pipers, oh my.
It has to be said as well that backstage is definitely the best place to be watching them from, their swinging guilds.
I should say that Marianne Kennedy has just come hot foot, literally, from the Red Hot Chili Pipers, which so many people have enjoyed tonight. Well, that was a highlight for you?
What do you think? I said at the end of the night, there are some nights when it's just such a good night to be a Scot, and that was one of them. What's really great about that last slot on the Radio 3 stage on the Sunday night is that everybody gravitates to the Arboretum because all the other stages have closed, and all you see in the green lit trees is the audience just going out for what seems like forever. And it's just a sea of people with smiles on their faces singing the songs they knew. But they're not just a one trick pony, they're not just playing covers. They are really fine pipers and drummers from that pipe band tradition in their own rights. They're world champions among them, and they were showcasing that side of their talents as well. And when you bring the two of those things together, poh, sorry, I'll just stop now.
Yeah, absolutely. But who would have thought that a skirt knee-high socks and synchronized dancing could make men seem so sexy.
They were me.
That is the absolute finest thing a man can wear.
I think that this is the conversation that we have after 12:30 when we go off air. Yeah, and
but can I just say, now that I've got over that and you're just encouraging me, that what I really liked walking around the site was the distinctive characteristics of the different stages. I loved being at the party tent, the big red tent, and seeing the likes of Craig Charles, Red Dwarf, or Corey, depending on, you know, what your frame of reference is, really showing his, you know, his musical chops, DJing, going down to the Siam tent, which always does wonderful things, not just for the atmospheric, you know, big acts, but single voices and what you think will be small, just filling that space in a very special way, like Carminho, and
oh,
like
she was amazing.
Oh, yeah, just she didn't just fill the tent, she filled the entire part, and Sam Lee as well, wandering
and the Georgians,
yes, and the Georgians, which we've really enjoyed this evening. And
we had some fabulous bit of kitsch from Australia. I mean, on the Charlie Gillett stage, the Bombay Royal. It's probably the new Indian curry house in Australia.
A lot of people have been talking about
them. They're heading out to India, and that was a generous helping of kitsch. And I think they're kind of Australia's Bollywood village people.
We've all heard so many really fabulous things, and also the as you were saying, Marianne, the audiences, they give so much, and enabling the communication from the musicians as well, and as you say, to be looking out from the stage and seeing that sea of smiles, it just makes everything worthwhile. I think we're going to go into some final music now, and should we all calm down and Qawwali music from Asif Ali Khan from Pakistan, listening to God's instructions with our souls.
रागा सरस्वती पेश कर रहा हूं निदारे पामा मापा मारे मापा दानी दानी दापा दापामा मापा नी दापा दापामा दे मारे मारे मारे मारे Mama, Yeah.
Mr. Calendar. Mr. Calendar. Mr. Calendar. Mr. Calendar. Mr. Calendar. Mr. Calendar. Mr. Calendar. Mr. Calendar. Mr. Calendar. Ali Ali Mr. Must calendar, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, must Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Ali Ali, Mola Ali Ali, Ali Mola Ali Ali, Ali.
Oh. ya habib allah tumhare husn ka kaunain mein jawab nahi غروب ہو جو کہیں یہ وہ آفتاب نہیں سہانی رات شمس الدہا کی بات کرو ستاروں آؤ رخ مصطفیٰ کی بات کرو نکیر آباد میں کوئی دوسرا سوال پہلے میرے مصطفیٰ کی بات کرو جشن آمد مصطفیٰ
ہے
Asif Ali Khan recorded on the open air stage at WOMAD earlier on tonight. And with that, it's time to say goodbye from all of us for tonight. Lucy Duran, Marianne Kennedy, Lopa Kotari. Thank you to producer Peter Meanwell and, of course, all the Radio 3 team who made so many fantastic things happen. And it's good night from Charlton Park for yet another year. Jonathan, back to you.
Fiona, thank you very much. Fiona Talkington there, bringing to a close Radio 3's live coverage of the WOMAD Festival of World Music. But the music from WOMAD 2013 doesn't stop there. You can hear highlights and special recorded sessions across the coming weeks on Late Junction, World Roots and World on 3. And you'll find more details, as ever, on the Radio 3 website. This is BBC Radio 3. It's now 12:30.
Hello, welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3 with me, Katrina Young. Starting tonight with a song recital given by the mezzo-soprano Christiana Stotein with pianist Julius Drake. They were in Spain taking part in the 2012 Shubertiad held at the Church of Santa Maria de Villabatran. They gave a programme of mainly Russian songs, a song cycle by Mussorgsky to his own texts with the rather deceptive title The Nursery, certainly not a piece for children. First, though, eight songs by Rachmaninoff, the earliest written just after he'd come out of a long depression. The triumph of his second piano concerto cheered him up a lot. They started the set with Lilacs.
Cheers. Thank you. Shut up.